It doesn't take an extraordinary experience to make health feel like an extraordinary blessing. Even the smallest, most ordinary moments are sacred. It's Mission Radio. Here's Melanie Cole.
Have you noticed the beginnings of varicose veins on your legs? You don't like the way they look and possibly quite the way that they feel, and you're wondering if you can prevent them altogether or if there's things you can do to keep them from getting worse. My guest is Dr. Arthur Lucerarian. He's an interventional cardiologist and vascular disease specialist with Mission Hospital. Welcome to the show, Dr. Lucerarian. Tell us about varicose veins. First of all, are there any risks to having them? Are there any complications to having those varicose veins on our legs?
Thank you, Melanie. Yes, varicose veins, like I said earlier, are not a life-threatening condition per se, but there are a lot of things that could develop as a result of varicose veins that definitely affect the quality of life. Some of the more severe complications are phlebitis. Phlebitis is when blood clots develop within the varicose veins, and these occur because the veins, as they enlarge, develop abnormal biology and abnormal physiology, and the blood tends to stagnate in them and clot. And when they clot, obviously no blood could flow through them, and they become inflamed and very painful. And if this phlebitis occurs in the veins close to the skin, we call it superficial phlebitis, and this tends to manifest as a painful, warm, reddish area that bulges out from your skin, and when you touch it, it's tender and warm. This can be accompanied by fever, and it can actually get severely inflamed and even infected. So if someone knows they have varicose veins and suddenly develops this kind of thing, warmth, redness, and the vein tends to feel hard, of course, because the blood within it has clotted, this person should seek medical attention, because the treatment for this involves antibiotics, warm compresses, and often blood thinners to resolve it. Fortunately, most of the time, it does respond to this treatment. The worst thing, of course, is the pain, and it can last from days to even a week or 2 weeks. Another complication of varicose veins is what we call chronic reflux or chronic venous insufficiency, and this occurs when multiple valves in the veins have begun to leak, and the veins have become very, very large, and because of this, you have large volumes of blood pooling in the leg and chronic swelling and pain, which can be very, very debilitating. And over time, skin changes, skin breakdown, and ulceration could develop. This, again, is called chronic venous insufficiency, and is a very severe and debilitating disorder.
Okay, so I'd like to move on to some prevention and remedies if people have them, Dr. Lucerarian. So first of all, is there a way to prevent them from the outset?
So varicose veins, as I said earlier, are genetic, and if you have the gene for it, you're going to get them. However, there are certain things that make them worse, and there are things within your control that you can do to maybe slow the progression or slow the symptoms from them. One thing you could do is avoid long periods of standing or long periods of sitting. Of course, long periods of standing, you know, you're fighting gravity. Gravity is wanting to pull the blood into your legs and make it pool in your ankles. But also long periods of sitting, because when you're sitting, you're not exercising those calf muscles, and those calf muscles are what pushes the blood northwards toward your heart. So avoiding long periods of standing or sitting is a good thing you can do. Another very important thing is to control your weight, because the heavier you are, the more fat there is in your abdomen and pelvis, the harder it is for the blood to flow past there because of the weight pushing down on the vein. Some other things you can do, or one important one, is to wear compression stockings. And what these do is basically wrap your leg with a source of pressure and that squeezes the blood out of the varicose vein and actually flattens the varicose vein and reduces the inflammation within the vein. And it reroutes the blood into your deeper veins, which have the normal valves.
So now would you recommend that somebody, we're going to talk about some home remedies when you start to notice them, but as a prevention for just your average person, if you do work at a desk all day or you find yourself having to stand, is that when you would advise wearing pressure stockings?
I would, and I would also recommend that if you are sitting all day, to every once an hour at least, to pump your feet, you know, like you're pushing on the gas pedal, just rhythmically pump your feet maybe 10 or 15 times once every hour or so, or get up and walk to the water fountain or something just to get those calf muscles working once an hour.
Well, and they recommend if you have a long plane ride, of course, so that the blood doesn't pool in your legs as well, you get up and walk around.
Yes, on a long plane ride, I would definitely recommend getting up and walking around, also wearing the stockings. And I also often tell my patients to take an aspirin if they're not allergic to it, as a low-grade blood thinner to maybe help prevent the blood from clotting when they're on a plane.
Okay, so now if we've noticed that we have them and we go and see a man such as yourself and we're not ready to do something major about them just yet, tell us what we can do at home. Now, you've mentioned not standing for too long or sitting for too long and wearing compression stockings. What about elevating your legs? What about certain types of exercise? What about ice or heat, or are there anything like that that we can do?
So you mentioned elevating the legs. This, again, overcomes gravity and helps reduce the swelling in your legs that could result from varicose veins. So elevating your legs, they should be elevated above the level of your heart. So you should lay on a bed and maybe put a pillow or two under your legs such that they're above the level of your heart, because you want the blood to flow away from your legs towards the heart. Again, the compression stockings are a good idea, something that you can do at home. As far as exercise, aerobic exercise such as running or treadmill or elliptical is a good idea. Weightlifting and things like that are not really very good for varicose veins, because when you lift weights, you bear down and you strain and you actually put a lot of pressure on the veins and the valves within the veins.
And now, since we learned, Dr. Lucerarian, that, you know, being overweight or family history are some, you know, components to developing varicose veins, where does pregnancy lie along that spectrum? And is there anything during pregnancy that we can do to keep them from becoming something that, after we're done being pregnant, it's like, oh my God, when did that thing show up?
So pregnancy, there are three things in pregnancy that cause the varicose veins to worsen. Number one is the hormonal changes that cause the veins and valves to loosen. The second thing is the actual weight of the baby pushing on the pelvic veins. And the third thing is that when a woman becomes pregnant, her blood volume increases dramatically so that all your veins fill up and are engorged with blood. So what can a pregnant woman do? Pretty much the things I mentioned before. Try to not sit or stand for prolonged periods of time. Wear the compression stockings. And perhaps laying on one side or the other as opposed to on your back. Because when you're on your back, the full weight of the baby and the uterus is on the pelvic veins, blocking the flow in the pelvic veins.
Foregone conclusion that if we get pregnant, we are going to develop these kinds of varicose veins, or if you made it through a pregnancy without them, then you were just lucky?
Yeah, I mean, genes play a big role. If you have the genetics for varicose veins, it's very, very likely that you're going to get them when you get pregnant. If you don't have the genes for it, you probably won't. And again, the varicose veins tend to worsen during pregnancy and improve after pregnancy, but may not fully resolve after pregnancy.
Are there spots where they're worse than others? I mean, I've noticed behind my knee, I've got a little sort of dark spot, but it's not bulging or anything yet. I mean, do we mostly see them on the calves? Do you mostly see them, you know, where do you mostly see them?
You mostly see them on the inner aspect of the calf, behind the knee, and on the inner aspect of the thigh. But they can really occur anywhere in your legs, in the lower extremities.
Behind the knee. Well, that's where I'm getting it. Thank you so much, Dr. Lucerarian. You are listening to Mission Radio. The website is missionforhealth.com. That's mission4health.com. There's so many great programs to listen to at Mission Radio. Scroll around, learn something with us. This is Melanie Cole for Mission Radio. Thanks for listening.